And joining me in the KRVS studios this afternoon, I'm very happy to say, is Dr. Mae Wagner, who is Professor Emerita here at UL Lafayette from the Department of Modern Languages. I say retired very tentatively, Mae, because as we've been talking before going on the air, you are so busy with so many projects having to do with French and music.
So far, I've flunked retirement.
You flunked retirement, which is great for all of us. And you're here to talk about a wonderful tent that will be set up during festivals Acadien et Créole this coming weekend in Girard Park. It's called Kiosque des Auteurs, and it's a wonderful place for people to go if they're interested in literature en français, particularly literature about things happening in Louisiana. And a number of these are coming from a wonderful publishing house called Tintamarre, which is out of Centenary College. So tell us about this idea of having a Kiosque des Auteurs with books en français.
This is an idea that we have kicked around for several years. We went to the book festival and see authors reading from their works. And we decided, Codafil, the Fondation Louisiane, Le Centre International, with help from the Alliance Française and the Modern Language Department, and UL Press, decided to make these books available to the public. And so what we are doing is, Tintamarre has published at least 50 books, but we're centering our attention on contemporary works by contemporary living Louisiana authors who write in French. And so we're going to have some real big guns. We are going to have people from UL Press. We have books like Bec Dieu, which was a wonderful book on Bec Dieu, the comic strip from the 60s and 70s. And Dr. Leroy from the Department of Modern Languages did a wonderful edition of those. We have a promotion spéciale for that. We have people like Barry Ancelet. We have Bill Arsenault, who wrote a story of the murder of Martin Begnaud, and that came from LSU Press, I believe. There's a version in French. Warren Perrin's biography, wonderful, well-documented biography of Beausoleil Broussard. He will be there to sell his books. That's also available in French also. We have Shane Bernard. We have Zachary Richard's book. Some of the UL Press books are just really outstanding. We have a couple of books from Canada. The authors will be there at three-hour intervals. There will be somebody there almost every minute from 10 in the morning till 7 at night reading passages from their books. We have a man who's going to read things in Cajun French that is just delightful stories. We have Kirby Jambon, who is fun just to watch. He's so much fun to watch and so full of life and vigor.
And tell us about Kirby's book.
Kirby's book, L'École Gombeau, and he has another one mm-hmm. called Petite Communion. His poetry is very Cajun, full of humor. He has a lot of surprise. You laugh out loud and you look around to see who else is laughing. But he's got some real humor in his books. We will have some books from the 19th century. There's a sort of a Gone with the Wind type book that we're going to have, which is wonderful. Some of the books are bilingual. I have a book about the colonial era in the New World and Louis XIV selling marketing the idea of coming to the New World in much the same way that John Kennedy marketed the idea of going to the moon, mm-hmm. scientific discoveries and so forth. But let's get there before the Russians. The French were saying, let's keep the British from heading west. And so it's some made up letters that were supposedly written by people who are just living the high life here in the New World. And then we have a ship captain. And we have a Jesuit who give an idea of what the reality is. One man who had been kidnapped and was almost eaten alive by mosquitoes. He had to spend most of the time in the water up to his nose so that he would not be eaten.
He was giving the alternate version to the PR.
Oh, absolutely.
So you're going to have a wide range of periods of literature and types of literature. You've mentioned history. You've mentioned poetry. I believe there's a lovely little book right here that you were showing me from Tintamarre, there's Edition Tintamarre, that has a CD with it as well.
CD. It's called Grande Parasol. And it was written by Jude Chatelain. And he's telling stories, and it's in Cajun French, and just with all the wonderful turns of phrase that we associate with Cajun French. It's just beautiful.
And, you know, some people may be thinking, well, all in French, who's going to be interested in that? But there's so many people around here. First of all, students who have come out of the immersion program who read quite well, and then people who have picked up French, who have gone off and taken language courses, and people who just want to brush up on their French. And so it's a real wide range of
tourists. We're hoping to have a lot of, you know, we have Canadian tourists. You just almost can't walk without running into a busload of Canadians.
And French, too, during these festivals.
Absolutely.
So a really nice audience for these books that are being published about Louisiana, Louisiana history and culture, tout en français.
Tout en français. Mm-hmm. And they're most of them are fairly small books, so they'll fit in your backpack really well. If you want one of the bigger ones, we have the Dictionary of Louisiana French from University of Mississippi Press. We have the Bec Du, which is a big book. If you want to buy it, we will put it aside for you, and you can pick it up as you leave the grounds.
And that's an interesting book. It's the entire comic strip of Bec Du and Ses Amis, all those characters. You don't even have to. I mean, I'm smiling just thinking about it because I remember it from my childhood. Every once in a while, getting to see these. The French is very understandable, and they have for special words they translate it for you. Just great drawings. It's really worth having.
And
that
it's the whole story. And Dr. Lois is an authority on the bande dessinée, on comic. We don't call them comic strips. They're graphic novels or whatever you call them. He gives a lot of background in his introduction.
Yeah, great present for somebody.
Oh, absolutely.
So if there are bigger books like the Bec Du book or the Dictionary of Cajun French, you will hold them.
We'll hold them for you.
Okay.
And until you leave the grounds.
So you can pick them
There's
up.
There's also a wonderful sketchbook of New Orleans, a portrait of New Orleans, with a man's observations in French and his handwriting, beautiful handwriting, very readable handwriting, with the sketches, the watercolors that he made of New Orleans. And that's going to be another promotion spéciale.
We had him here. He came by and did an interview and left us a copy, and we were just marveling
at this. It's a coffee table book. It's a Christmas book.
Yes, and to think that this young man is traveling around the world and he sketches what he sees, he describes it, he draws it, and then paints it with watercolors. It's just
really
a stunning
book.
Yeah.
And the edition is beautifully done.
Yes, the UL Press has done some gorgeous coffee table books. Really, really good. So you'll have all of those at your table.
At the table. And Zachary Richard's book. He has a book, Les Acadiens, Les Acadiens.
And that's a wonderful book if you're trying to work on your French, because it's a book written for students,
primarily middle school.
Mm-hmm. So the language is perfect if you are trying to brush up on your reading.
There's even a book by Jackie Simeon called Bonjour Tibel. And there are not a lot of words in it, but there are pictures, like they'll say toothbrush, brosse à dents, soap, savon, few, you know, little vocabulary things for the beginning readers.
Mm-hmm. So great time to pick up books like that.
We have Shane Bernard's book also for middle school.
Tell us about that one.
I have not seen it. Mm-hmm. I know there's an English edition and a French edition also, but I know that it aims at pretty much the same audience, middle school to high school.
Of Zachary Richard's book as well. And tell us a bit about the Tantamar editions. They're really interested in making beautiful books also, and I know you're very proud of that
catalog.
I'm very
proud. I'm on the editorial page. I am presently involved in editing a book about the Houma Indians, a bilingual edition, and which could be the most significant book that we've ever published, because it gives some things that we Anglos don't like to hear about what was done to the tribe and not recognizing it as a tribe and so forth. But Tantamar has done about 50 editions. A lot of them are 19th century editions that people would they want to read something French from Louisiana, but they couldn't find them. So the 19th century plays, poetry, novels, some wonderful page turners, some ones that you just let me finish this chapter and I'll get back to it. You type books. So we have some of those, but Dr. Daniel Kress, whose brainchild this is very concerned that if we're going to write in French, we better start doing it, concentrate on what's going on now.
And publish it.
And publish it. There are even two books in German in this Edition Tantamar. There are several in English, one about the Creoles. Karen Casse-Bell, who is a fairly well-known authority on the Creoles, has done some things too. So he's really given young writers free rein. And he'll say that we're going to have to clean this up, but this is going to be an excellent book, or this one I think is not not suitable, but what do you think? And some of the times we outvote him and we think it should be done and so forth. So we have enough books just published by Tintamarre for a 2-semester course in Louisiana literature. And we're hoping, we have submitted an anthology of literature beginning with the first travel narratives, ending probably a couple of years ago with a good smattering and an examination of all the different kinds of literature.
Well, we'll look forward to talking with you further about the course de Tintamarre when that comes out. How many volumes from Tintamarre will you have at the tent?
We will have some representative volumes from the 19th century, but for the new authors, the contemporary authors, we're going to have probably how many titles? Maybe 10, 12 titles. With 12 copies each. So you can buy one of each and still take them.
That's right. And they are lovely, beautiful photographs on there.
And not super expensive. They're like $15, $20.
Yeah. And tell us about yours.
Oh, well, I'm glad you asked. Mine is called Le Chant de l'Arc-en-Ciel. It was published last December.
By Tintamarre.
By Tintamarre. And it is a refereed press, so I was on pins and needles just like anybody else is. But it's a collection of poetry and prose stories. I began with something called Histoire Acadienne, which is a story of a couple that's separated by the Grand Dérangement. And at the end, she's not sure if she sees her Michel again or not. There are some supernatural stories about – there's a song called The Wind and the Rain, an old Irish ballad where somebody always dies. And in this particular one, a young girl dies, but they make a violin bow out of her hair, and someone plays this magic violin that has come from Nova Scotia, and the violin sings, "My sister killed me." Just happy family
yes,
reading.
Yes. So many folk stories are.
There's one on the origin of When the Saints Go Marching In, because I know in my heart of hearts that When the Saints Go Marching In comes from In Paradisum, from the Mass. In Paradisum, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. It's got to come from that. So I invent a young protagonist who – they say you should write about what you know. So my protagonist is a young African-American son of a freed slave during Reconstruction, something that I know really well. And his mother is a mixture of our housekeeper, my mother, my grandmother, my daughter, and me. So he finds an old trumpet, and he learns to play it, and – The rest. I'll leave to people's imagination.
Could be history. If you are just tuning in, my guest is Dr. Mae Wagner. She is Professor Emerita here at UL Lafayette from the Department of Modern Languages. Here to talk about Kiosque des Auteurs, which will be set up during festivals Acadien et Créole in Girard Park this coming weekend, Saturday and Sunday. It's a tent that will hold numerous volumes written en français, both by the Tintamarre Publishing Company from Centenary, also UL Press, some LSU Press, and a variety of books by authors here who have written in French and translated their works into French. They will all be available for sale, and there will be authors reading throughout the day. Is there a place people can go to find a schedule of that?
They could call the International Center.
Okay.
If they're looking for a particular author at a particular time.
Okay, so Le Centre International, one of the partners in setting up the Kiosque
right.
des Auteurs.
Christophe Pilou is the one that they would ask for.
All right, Christophe Pilou at Centre International if you need to know about a particular author. Otherwise, you could just stop in.
We're
and,
just all wonderful.
See so. Who's reading. And I think you also may need some volunteers for the tent.
If you would like to volunteer, you can call Aaron at Codafil.
Okay, volunteer to sit and talk about these wonderful books and be there while the people are reading. That is the Kiosque des Auteurs. Where is it going to be set up?
It will be right next to the merchandise tent, so you can get your T-shirt and your book at the same time.
Book en français by authors such as my guest, Mae Wagner, and so many others, Barry Ancelet and
David Cherami, Shane Bernard.
Zachary Richard. So a variety of amazing writers, tout en français. Kiosque des Auteurs this weekend in Girard Park for festivals Acadien et Créole. Merci beaucoup, Mae.
Merci de m'avoir invitée.